This is Deputy Palash with the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office. Today's date is May 24th, 2017. The time is 19:44 hours.
I'm just going to make sure my phone is shut off. Okay.
And I know it's Carrie. I think you told me your last name earlier. And also present is Detective Jim Asper with the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office.
C-A-R-R-I-E.
K-E-R-R-I.
Well, I didn't have that.
That's all right.
And it's Lynn, L-I-N?
Mm-hmm.
Crow?
Yeah, or hyphenated, Seekins Crow or Crow, either way.
And what's your phone number, Carrie? Okay. And so you work on the Greg Gianforte campaign?
Yes, sir.
What is your, do you have a title or what's your title?
I'm the scheduler.
Scheduler. Okay, so it sounds like, so what's been your schedule today?
I was in Billings until 2 and I came and picked up the crew from the airport and they flew in about 4:30.
In Billings you picked them up? Or
no, from here. I actually had Greg's vehicle because they took off from Billings
okay. On
Monday night. So I drove it back and then picked them up here from the airport and brought them to the campaign office.
Okay. So were you up in Helena at all?
No, sir.
Okay.
I came from Billings to here.
Billings to here, picked them up at the airport, drove from the airport
to the campaign office.
Okay. And then kind of when you arrive at the, okay, when you were in the vehicle, when you picked them up at the airport, were you driving? Did you drive or?
No, sir. At that point I was sitting in the back.
Okay. Who was sitting in the back with you? Anybody?
Shane.
Okay. Anybody, what kind of vehicle was it?
It's Greg's.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
It's white.
Okay, is it a passenger car or a SUV?
Yeah, the SUV. Whatever. I don't pay attention to those things, what kind it was. It's a white SUV.
Okay, white SUV. So where was Greg sitting?
In the front, right in front of me.
Okay, and then Josh was driving?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what was the conversation from the airport to the headquarters?
Regarding
anything, just
kind of talking about the trip, talking about the day, talking about some of the interviews that were going to happen.
Okay. Was there any talk about who was going to get an interview, who wasn't going to get an interview? Were there any problems with people?
Yeah, and let me just preface this by saying that I work out of Billings
right. All
the time. So I'm not privy to a lot of conversation of what goes on because I work remotely. They were talking about that they've had multiple problems with the Guardian and both BuzzFeed in the past and that they have been very duplicitous and very aggressive.
Okay. Can you describe aggressive or is that just a word that they used?
It was just more of a kind of making their way into interviews, even when they've asked them, to maybe be patient or to, and I wasn't thinking something like this would happen.
I don't think anybody was, to be honest with you.
But I do remember the general gist of the thing was that they have asked these guys over and over again to wait their turn. That was one of the things. And that they have not been honest in some of the things that they've done in the past, and also very aggressive in coming in and just asking questions and demanding answers. That was my general gist of that short thing. But they just were actually talking more about how they were going to set up other interviews with Fox and other things. That they were just how that was going to go.
So there was discussion, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that. So was it obvious to you that Fox was going to get an interview?
Yes.
Okay. Was it obvious to you that The Guardian or BuzzFeed was going to get an interview?
It was obvious to me that they were not.
That they were not. Okay. Okay. Was there anything that precipitated the reason why they weren't, other than like anything earlier in the day or earlier in the week that precipitated that they
weren't?
That
I'm not privy to. Okay. I do not know anything specific. I just know that they have in the past been aggressive and not truthful in the reporting, according to them.
And so what time did you pick them up at the airport?
We're right around 4:30.
4:30, okay. And then do you remember what time you guys got to the headquarters?
No, sir.
Okay. What happened once you guys got to the headquarters? Who was there?
Just the normal, and people were making phone calls, and then they were making dinner, setting up, and I apologize.
No, that's all right. No worries. So describe headquarters, the building, to me. So, like, the interior, how is it set up? Is it, like, do you have an office?
Oh, I think that there is. I mean, this is the first time I've been to this office.
Okay, gotcha.
Because once again, I work out of Billings.
Right.
As soon as you go in, there's offices on the left-hand side. There's a long room with a long table. There was some food up on the side, and then another room on the other end.
Was there any media present when you guys got there?
Yes, sir.
Who was present, do you remember?
Well, I wasn't really paying attention to that because I was more at the door and just chatting with some folks. But now I'm aware that it was Fox News and BuzzFeed and The Guardian. And then as the time went on, then more people were coming in.
Okay. You say you weren't paying attention at the time, but now you know. How do you know now? Have you been communicating with anybody or?
No, because, I mean, at that, you know, then that's kind of like, that's the guy from BuzzFeed, and she's the one from Guardian, he's the one from BuzzFeed, and that was Fox News that was in the room.
Okay. So what was going on just prior to this incident?
As far as what are you referring to? I mean, like, there's people making phone calls.
Or, like, in specific to Greg.
I don't really know.
Mr. Gianforte. Okay. Where were you at that time?
At the time that this happened, mm-hmm. I was actually standing outside the door.
Okay. In another outside, or in the outside, or in another part of the building?
Oh, I'm standing inside of the office building by the long table outside of the door where the incident occurred.
Okay. Was the door open or closed?
Partway open.
Okay. And what were you doing?
I was just talking.
To who?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, whoever was around, I'm pretty sure that it was. And just kind of chatting. I know Josh was there, and there were a couple other people that were there.
Okay. What did anything happen that you were like, something all of a sudden is going on?
Well, all of a sudden I heard some raised voices, and that's when I was aware that something went on. But before that, I did not know anything until actually after, or kind of at the very end of the event, because I went over and shut the door.
Okay. What were the raised voices?
It was Greg.
Okay, and what was he saying?
I don't know. I mean, because I wasn't really focused in on that. I was kind of more surprised. I mean, verbatim, I mean, it was kind of like, you've done this before to me. But beyond that, I didn't really hear what was being said. One, because there was a lot of noise going on in the room with people talking and people on the phone. Now, his was louder, but I didn't really know.
Mr. Gianforte's voice was louder.
Well, I mean, you could, when something like that happens, you can tell there's some distress going on. I mean, it's like a mom and you hear your baby crying in a crowd, you can hear it.
Right.
You can all of a sudden hear that there was something amiss, because that's totally out of character for him.
Okay. And could you hear another voice? Did you hear, like, who was his voice directed towards?
Well, I mean, now I know it was the reporter.
Okay. Did you hear anything that the reporter wore? Did you see anything that that person did?
I didn't really even see a whole lot. By the time that I saw anything, it was kind of there on the ground. And then Greg's getting up and just a lot of surprise. So.
Okay. What was happening while they were on the ground?
That I saw?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that I looked because there were some reporters in the room, and I was very aware at that time that they had seen the whole thing. But
and who were those reporters?
I'm assuming they were the Fox people.
Okay.
I mean, I had never met any of these folks. I'm just going on what I have heard afterwards, that the guy was from The Guardian, and they were the Fox News reporters, is what I'm actually just kind of assuming from everything that happened.
Okay. But did you see what was happening while they were on the ground?
Not really. I mean, no, I just saw that there were kind of like some bodies going down, and at that time I was like, there's something going on, and so I shut the door. And then then Shane came over and then I saw the reporter come out, and Greg had stayed in there, and then Greg came out later.
Okay. Do you know who was all in the room?
The only people that I'm cognizant of were the Fox folks, Greg, and The Guardian.
Okay.
There may have been more, but it happened so quickly, I don't know.
Okay. So I guess why did you close the door?
Because it was very loud, and I think just to kind of, there's a lot of people out there making phone calls, and to kind of contain the situation a little bit, to give, you know, one, Greg is obviously the coolest head I've ever met.
Okay.
And to give him time to cool it down, or I didn't know what was going on.
Okay. And then you said Shane came in?
Yeah.
Now, did he go into the room, or did he come out from the room?
He went into the room.
Okay. And what transpired then?
I don't know.
Okay. Where did he come from?
I don't know.
Okay. Then you said after a while that Greg came out.
And, yes. And by this time, I'm at the front door. I'm totally out of the whole thing. I'm standing by the front door.
Okay. What was Greg's demeanor as he came out?
He was calm.
Okay. And how was his appearance?
It actually was fine.
Okay. It looked like... You said they were both on the ground. Did it look like two people that were just on the ground? Like,
No. I mean, I didn't. I actually saw the reporter walk out too, and I didn't.
I'm asking you some difficult questions.
They looked like they. I mean, everybody's a little bit shaken at this time, and I'm sure adrenaline is flowing, and you're thinking through your head. Wow. I've just been like beamed up by Scotty.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And just didn't start thinking through, what just had transpired, and still kind of running on adrenaline. But no, I watched him just walk out. And
okay.
And well, then,
I'm glad you brought that up. What did when you saw after what you saw? What do you think it is that you saw?
Well, I don't. What is it? I think I saw, or what is it that I now?
What is when you saw this going on?
This is what I think that saw.
When you saw this going on, what did you tell yourself? This is going on, and why did you shut the door? Type of thing. You see what I'm saying?
Well, because I'm thinking I need to help contain whatever situation.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm not saying that closing the door was wrong.
I'm not sure what you're getting at. I'm thinking at this time that there's a situation going on that I can't even imagine, and I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on. Now, of course, haven't heard the conversation and about how aggressive this guy is, and now after just listening to the BuzzFeed reporter talk about it out there and say right out there, oh yeah, he was told he was not allowed and he went in there anyway. He was going to get that interview. I'm like,
okay.
That put a little bit, because I was sitting here and she just said that out there to on the phone to somebody. And
so I think dark-haired girl that was sitting there, that's the BuzzFeed girl?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you know the person that she's sitting next to?
He came in later, but before that she was talking on the phone to somebody.
Okay.
And so there's two different things. You're talking about what I'm thinking happened afterwards and before. Before, I'm kind of assuming that this guy's assuming that he's going to get an interview, but they had specifically said, no, we're going to tell him you're not going to get an interview. So I'm assuming, but you can't back this up, that he went in there and is like, I'm going to get an interview, and is very aggressive and is forcefully asked. I didn't see any of that. So I'm assuming.
Here's what I'm asking you to tell me what you thought was going on.
That's what
was when you looked over and you saw them on the ground. What did you think was going on at that point?
I think that I was thinking at that time that the reporter had gone after Greg because of our conversation in the car.
Okay.
So, I mean, and Greg was defending himself. That's what I'm thinking. But of course, you know, I'm going to be, everybody has their own slant. I'm going to be slanted in that direction.
Right, exactly. And that's why I'm asking what you think.
What did I see? I didn't see anything. That was my assumption. And then when I heard her talking out there and saying a couple things that were a little bit bothersome. One, she said, because of course I've been watching the feed, she said, oh yeah, I looked over there and saw his feet in the air, but then I see that's on there, but then I hear her talking to people out there going, I didn't see anything. That concerns me. And then when I hear her talking on the phone saying, oh yeah, he was going to go in there and get this interview no matter what, even though he'd been asked specifically not to, and she actually told him, you're not going to get that interview. Because that's what I'm hearing her say out there. You're not going to get that interview. And then, so that's what I'm thinking. Now, of course, I realize my slant is towards my boss.
Yep, and no, and I completely understand that. And I know I'm asking tough questions and putting you in an awkward position, and I'm not trying to. And I think partly what we did is, what I did is a little unfair to, that I didn't explain that to you before you came in.
And we come in here and it's being recorded and you're thinking, does this go anywhere? I mean, it's like...
And to be honest, we don't know. And that's what we're trying to do, is get all the facts together. So, and Jim used a good analogy earlier, is we're going to take what everybody says. And if your statement helps corroborate some information that someone else said, then that's a good thing. Or it could be like, well, her statement can disprove someone else's.
I'm trying to be very careful to tell you what the facts are. Mm-hmm. I have just gone into now what my opinion is according to the conversation that we had and according to what I heard her talking about out there on the phone. My opinion is that he went in there aggressively going after an interview after he'd been told he was not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Not once, but at least twice. You are not going to get an interview tonight. And he decided, but they were still like, you can still hang out, you know, we're not going to kick you out because we did invite press, but you are not getting an interview. He went after him, and he got the interview. I did not see what happened. I do not know what happened.
So let me ask you this. Did you see who was talking to him? Did you see anybody on the campaign talking to The Guardian and telling him you are or are not going to get up, other than the conversation that you heard in the
conversation car? And then when I heard the BuzzFeed person out there talking, she corroborated that when I just heard her talking about it.
Okay, but you didn't see anybody telling him that he would or would not get up.
But she did talk, she did say Shane's name. Shane said, you are not going to get an interview.
To her?
To both of them, both. I think his name is Ben and Alexis.
Okay.
So this is all that I've heard.
Okay.
This is all that I know. I mean, I realize it's a very intense situation, and I realize that this is, like you said before, bigger than all of us. And I realize that it's, that we all have responsibility for what we do, and that, but I do believe that once again, opinion, not what I saw. I do believe he went in there very aggressively and
Okay.
You know, but.
So then what, when Greg came out and you said he looked fine and appeared calm, then what happened?
I think they were trying to contain it, that he just went and got in the vehicle. I mean, I don't know, but it was the vehicle that I had, which I still have, so I don't know what transpired at that point. I was still inside.
So he got in the same vehicle that he showed up from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, not with the intention of, like, going. But
yeah,
just,
and I'm not saying
just,
that.
Yeah,
don't
read into
it. Not with
the intention, yeah, of going anywhere, but just to kind of contain the situation. And but I still have that vehicle. I'm
okay.
Driving that vehicle right now. So I don't know what happened after that. I know that, you know, there was no intention of him, you know, leaving the scene or, you know, going away or anything at that point.
Okay,
that
so then you saw him get into the same white SUV that you drove him from the airport to the headquarters. Then what happened?
At that point, I have no idea what happened with Greg or staff. That's when then all of a sudden the police and started showing up. And then I saw, and I didn't know his name then, but Ben, you know, get out of his car and go over and talk to the, because I'm still standing at the door.
And who's Ben? Is Ben the reporter for The Guardian?
Yes, which I learned by all of his stuff online, by the way.
Okay.
Because I didn't know who he was before.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so he was, you know, out there talking and walking around. And
now, did he look like he was injured?
Not to me, but I'm seeing him from here to, you know, the parking lot.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
No, and he seemed like he was walking fine. He seemed like he was injured. I mean, and if stuff happened, you know, I get it. I mean, he could be, and I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
To me, he looked fine.
Okay, fair enough. So you see him walking around talking to law enforcement?
Yeah, I see him talking. I see him actually talking to a bunch of other people, too. I see him talking to other reporters. I see him talking to law enforcement.
And is, where's Greg during this?
I don't have any idea.
Okay. So then, at some point, were you, what happened next, I guess, then?
Well, it was kind of interesting because everybody's going, what happened? And you just don't really know. I mean, it's kind of, you know, then all the rumors start going around and all the cops show up, and so you go grab a Diet Coke and a cookie and try to
process everything
that just happened, and you realize the gravity and the weight, and just pray for wisdom.
So then what, how did you end up here?
I drove Josh.
Did you talk to any law enforcement out on the scene?
No, there was a bunch of other people in there, and they kind of came in and asked, but I didn't really, I mean, I guess maybe what I had to offer could have been, but I didn't see anything inside of there. So I thought,
okay.
And that's all they asked me. And plus there were some people there that I didn't, when they asked, there were some people around that it would not have been favorable for them to get any more information. So I didn't say anything, but I didn't think what I had to offer was important.
Okay.
I mean, because I didn't actually see, and that's what they asked, did you see what happened? Mm-hmm. And no, I mean, I saw right after, and I saw, you know, other things leading up to it, and, you know.
Right, and all that.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want you to think that you didn't have anything to offer, because everything from the airport ride here, I mean, you learned information, everything.
Right.
That's all information that it's a
sure.
part of the puzzle.
Yeah, but and they asked me, did you see what happened? And I said no. And so then we just kind of thought, but then, you know, Josh came down here, and he's new, and he's not from here, and because he and I work pretty closely together, I was like, I'll go with you, Josh. You know, I'll be, you know, so I didn't think I was going to get
right.
And, but that's okay.
No, and I think it's, we would not be doing our job if someone from that we knew was in that building at the time that this happened, that we did not do our
sure.
due diligence. And I think whether it's Mr. Gianforte or this other guy, Ben, that are involved, I think they both would want an accurate representation of the facts displayed so that everybody can make an educated decision about what happened, because Jim and I weren't there. So how was it that you and Josh came up here?
Are you taking how the decision was made?
Yeah.
Well, as we were, because I still stayed by the door.
Okay.
And Josh came out there. And Sergeant Parker came out there and said, we need you to go here. And I just said, I'll drive you. I'll bring you.
Okay. So what did you and Josh talk about on the way up here?
I don't know. Probably about this, but I mean,
I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much, when you work on the inside of a campaign, there's so much there that, you know, and you share stories and events and, you know, and just about, you know, making sure that, I mean, to be honorable above all else, you know, that's really important. But yet, how scary it can be.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of a sudden, you know, for a family that you absolutely love and adore, you know, to be honorable, but yet just realize that something intense has happened, you know. But
so have you had any other communications with anybody? Like Shane or Jason or Mr. Gianforte, since you've been here?
No. Not with them. Somebody from the staff did call us and ask if we were here and ask if Josh was in there, and I said yes. And at that time, I did not think I was going to be interviewed. And I just said, I'm just here with Josh.
Right. Yeah, and who was that from the campaign?
That was Liz.
Okay.
Because they were wondering where the car was.
Gotcha.
And we had taken the car.
Right.
And, you know, but no, they haven't said.
So do you know where Mr. Gianforte is right now?
I have no idea where anybody else is except for me and Josh.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
And we didn't even check with them before we came. We didn't talk to them. The Sergeant Parker said we need you down there. And we went, got the keys. I told Liz we're taking the car and we came.
Okay. Anything else?
I kind of like to go over just a couple things, if you don't mind, if we have a couple extra minutes, Carrie. And, you know, I do appreciate you making yourself available to talk to us and to come in here. I can, just sitting back kind of as an observer and listening, I can kind of feel the weight, you know, the burden that it seems like you carry being on the inside of a campaign. You mentioned working for a family that you love and adore, that you obviously have a personal connection with. And also the general tone that we've gotten from several people is that, you know, in today's age, you kind of have to be on guard against a media that's always looking for ways to twist things and be duplicitous. That was your word. And I can appreciate all that, and I'm not sure how I would deal with that if I were in your position. You know, and you also mentioned how in this circumstance you pray for wisdom, you know, that one of your guiding tenets is to be honorable above all else, you know. Kind of tells me that you're a principled person. And sometimes, you know, in any profession there's conflicts, you know, and it seems like tonight might be somewhat of a conflict about how should we handle this. And I can respect that, you know. And like I told Josh, unfortunately, we are, in this line of work, frequently drawn into conflict about how we should handle a certain situation. If we happen to be called to investigate another cop, or if we ourselves, we are frequently, you know, tasked with making split-second decisions, and sometimes we make the wrong decision and we have to answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have to try to live by those principles,
yep.
You know.
Which I appreciate. Thank you very much.
I enjoy doing it most days. but I guess, you know, where I'm going with that is I recognize that and I can sense kind of how that's important to you, rightfully so. our obligation is to try to deliberately remove some of that from our investigation, that we don't take into account the significance of the personalities we're dealing with or their role in public life. We simply have to look at what happened.
Yeah, and that's why I was trying to balance between the facts and where my opinion was.
Right. And you did a pretty good job of identifying where your opinion started. You know, this is what I saw, and this is my opinion based on what I saw. And that's exactly what I want to kind of go back over and just try to get a little more detail on what you saw. Because you initially basically said that when this scuffle happened, you weren't sure what you were seeing. And so you shut the door because there's calls going on. There's things taking place. It's a lot of commotion.
Well, and maybe I should clarify. It was more of what I heard, because where Josh and I were standing, you saw him. He's a big guy. Mm-hmm. He was kind of like on the inside, and I'm on the outside. So I can't really see, you know, what's there. I mean, when I went to the door, I do see Greg on top of the reporter, but I don't really know what's going on. And I now know what was said because online it has the whole audio.
That's not important, but let me stop you there. So instead of judging this based on what we now know, we have to judge this based on what we knew at the time.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
So when you shut the door, did you shut it so that you were on the outside of the commotion, or were you in the room with the commotion?
I was inside the room with the commotion.
Okay. So you closed the door.
Yes.
One of the possibilities that you suggested was that this reporter was coming at Greg aggressively and he was defending himself.
That was my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't take this the wrong way, because I'm not saying I don't believe you, but mm-hmm. I have to weigh all the kind of what ifs if I was in that position. If my friend, someone I'm personally connected to, were being attacked, I wouldn't shut the door. I would probably maybe open the door to enlist more people to help, you know what I mean? So I can't help but get the impression that maybe you were shutting the door to keep the commotion inside because you didn't want other people to see it. Would that be fair to say?
That probably would be fair, and especially based on, I mean, there were other people in the room, and by the time I did that, it kind of subsided. And at that time, actually, they were both standing back up. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right, because you are right. You have to be careful and I don't know who this guy is at this time. Mm-hmm. I don't know until afterwards who he is. And so they're both kind of standing back up, so I did shut the door, and I could see that it had subsided. Like I said, they were just coming right back up at that time. So yes, you're right, I did shut the door, because of what, like you said, you have to be careful and guarded.
Sure.
So I did not think there was any more danger going on. I did not think there was any more situation going on. And at this time, I think they're just talking at this time. Yeah, and I mean, I don't even know. They're talking, or they're probably yelling, and that's when Greg, like I said to you before, Greg is saying something to the effect of "not again," or, you know, but I can read the transcript because it's been put all over.
Yeah, and we
Facebook.
We don't.
Yeah.
Did you see when the reporter entered the room?
No.
Okay.
Nope, I didn't
see what he did. Mm-mm. As he approached Greg?
Did not see any of that. Like I told you, it was your first opinion is this is what's happening. And at that time, when I went in there, they had stopped.
So if I can, I'm just going to ask you a straight question. If you didn't see him or hear him or otherwise do anything that drew your attention to him, why would your opinion be that Greg was defending himself?
And I didn't really necessarily say defending himself. I was thinking more of, this is way out of character. You know, why would this be going on ever? I mean, whether it was him defending himself or not. But it was more like, this is way out of character for a man that I have known for quite a few years. And
what specifically is out of character? Just the aggressive
because he is,
behavior.
Yeah, because he's not aggressive. I never... And I didn't even know, I guess he was swearing. I've never heard him say a swear word before. But I did not know that because I didn't actually hear the words that were being said. Mm-hmm. I just heard it being loud. I did not know that until I read it online. Like, oh, wow, I've never heard that. I've never heard actually even negative. He wasn't talking negative about the person. He was talking about more, you know, the press in general coming after him and, you know, these... you know, the reporters that want to catch the other side of it.
So even though you didn't, you weren't able to articulate what words he was saying or using, his demeanor, the tone, the atmosphere.
He was angry.
Was aggressive.
Yes.
Versus someone that
yes.
was being.
Greg was angry.
Defending or attacked.
Yeah, well, no, at this time, though, it was at the end of it as well. I didn't see the beginning. I didn't even see the whole kerfuffle. I saw them kind of, you know, at the end coming up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. I mean, I think I understand the position you're in.
No, I mean, I will answer and I will be truthful to, you know, the best of my ability. And I do understand that I'm basing this off of, you know, my opinion and my background. And, mm-hmm.
well,
and
I
don't want to do that.
I think the opinion is, just generally speaking, that this reporter kind of obnoxiously muscled his way into a place he shouldn't have been and maybe instigated a certain response. And I think from a common sense perspective, most of us can understand that.
Yeah.
What we're trying to determine, though, if we take our personal opinions out of the mix, is was one person's action sufficient to legally justify a certain response?
Yeah. And
in order to determine that, we have to know what the action was and what the response was.
Yeah. And I know there were people in the room who could, I mean, like I said, I was on the outside coming in at the very end, so that will probably already have given you a very good eyewitness account of that part of it. I was not there for that, so I do not know. And of course, you always have opinions, and you kind of want to weigh things out. And
then we do understand that you are in a touchy position.
Well, yeah, and you also understand that my allegiance is going to go
sure.
towards my boss, but at the same time, because I don't know the whole story, I want to, you know, kind of weigh things out. Mm-hmm. And
that's only fair.
But I also am a true believer that we are always responsible for our own actions.
True.
And there are going to be some things that, like if it were just not a campaign, that you could do differently at the end, you know, with, you know, asking for forgiveness, and I'm not going to even impose that, you know, and so I...
Well, again, that's...
You know.
We try to deliberately avoid that angle.
Thank you.
You know, I have a very high opinion of Tom. I've known him personally for a lot of years. I don't expect he would ever do something out of character or inappropriate, yeah. but if he did, I think he would understand that I would have to call a spade a spade.
Sure.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
And we just
well, and that's what you do, you know, once you, like what I said, is I have not talked to anybody. So I'm coming down here and have not heard the other side of the story or any other side of the story. I have seen the BuzzFeed, the Guardian online. So I've seen that side of it. I don't know anything from the other side.
Well, here's the deal. You're talking this side and the BuzzFeed side, and you're saying I read this online. But you haven't talked to Greg and found we're not asking you to talk to Greg
yeah.
and tell us that side of the story. That time will come for us.
Yeah, but you
were asking.
Yeah, but you were saying, you know, what is your impression or where, you know, where are your allegiances at this point?
Well, no, we understand where your allegiances
yeah.
are. So we're asking specifically, because I think we've almost and kind of have gotten a little bit sideways a little bit to a certain degree, because I even have a note here that you looked over and saw the feet in the air.
No, I did not. That's what the reporter said, that she saw the feet in the air.
Okay.
When she tweeted it online,
right,
she said, I looked over and saw the feet in the air, but then when I heard her talking out there, she's like, I didn't see a single thing.
Okay.
So I told you that I looked over
and saw them
on the ground getting up at that point. Yeah. No, that's what I was just saying, that there was...
But I guess, and where I was going with this is that you said this was so out of character for Mr. Gianforte.
Mm-hmm.
So what was What was out of character?
Because I have seen Greg in very tough situations with people asking him very tough questions. And I actually think that Greg does best when people are asking him tough questions. And when they are, I've seen him in both campaigns do very, very well. Great answers. He knows how to stop things. He knows how to defer things. So what I thought was out of character for him was that even no matter what had happened, that his response in any situation would be that. Even if the reporter was
and
coming
what
after
is that him, response?
Well, that they were on the ground and he was yelling at him.
Okay. And
I know it was Greg's voice. I don't know what was being said, and I told you that already.
Right.
I
but
read
it was
online.
An elevated, mm-hmm. aggressive voice. And if you had to pick one, who was the aggressor? Out of what you, not your opinion, out of the facts that you saw and heard.
The aggressor?
Yeah.
Well,
not if this or if that, just your intelligence.
I would pick, because I know my boss, that the other guy would have been the aggressor for him to respond like that.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
Okay. And I think you're kind of missing what I'm asking, but I'll just let you, we'll go with that.
Well, because I didn't see who was the aggressor.
I know. I imagine with the verbal aggression that you said you heard, what did you hear Ben say?
I heard them yelling at each other. I think Greg was a lot madder than Ben was. And I think at that point, Ben was justifying his behavior. And Greg was angry.
Okay. And I don't think we need to beat a dead horse. Is there anything that you would like to add? Anything that you think we need to know? Or anything you didn't tell us that we didn't ask?
Greg, I would never have imagined this to be something that Greg would do. And I think that, I think that there is responsibility on both parties' part on this. I do not think Greg should have responded in the way that he did. I think Greg could have been in control of the situation, no matter what that ended up looking like. No matter if Ben was the aggressor, I believe, and I still believe, that Greg could have been in control of the situation.
Okay, that's pretty fair, I think. That's pretty fair statement. Anything you want to add?
No. I just realize how difficult this is, and I appreciate you talking to us. I do. It's never a good position to be in. And that's not lost on us. It's not.
And I think that you just want to be, like I said, honorable. people around you to be honorable.
And I think,
And honorable people do dumb things sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we can't filter that away.
And I think that's where probably right now my biggest source of, it's not what happened, it's more just disappointment, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't know what happened.
Right.
I don't know where the aggression was. I don't know who perpetrated it. I don't know if, you know, Greg just snapped. I don't know those things. But I do believe there could have been control, and that we always have to take control for our responsibility for our behavior and actions.
I would agree with that.
Yep. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
I don't think Greg would disagree with you either.
So yeah. There's opinion.
Well, that's a pretty good opinion. I think if we all had that, well, Jim and I probably wouldn't have jobs.
Well, I have to say, I thank you guys.
Well, thank you for saying that, and I appreciate you coming in. I know I caught you off guard, but I figured since we have you here, it'd be safe to get a statement. And,
well, and I was in the car, and I have
you. Exactly. And one thing I probably should ask before we cut you loose, was there any talk on the way in that if he tries to get in a statement because he's been so obnoxious that I'm going to do something or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Never. Okay. I mean, and once again, when I said before that, you know, having such a high character,
mm-hmm.
and seeing him in very difficult situations where I've just been so proud of him, there would never be that we're going to go after. In fact, there was, I mean, looking back at it, of course, I'm not familiar with all the players. I work in my little house in Billings
mm-hmm.
all the time. And then going back and realizing that these were the players and where they stood the whole time, they allowed them to stay in the room, even though they had said, you're not going to get an interview. And now, hearing later what Alexis said to Ben, you're not going to get that interview, dude. I mean, she was on the phone talking to, I think, BuzzFeed during this time or whomever, giving her, you know, talking to them about what's going on. She didn't know that I was sitting out there. But I found it very interesting that he knew he wasn't getting an interview and she knew he wasn't getting an interview. Mm-hmm. But yet they still allowed them to stay in there, to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the graciousness of the campaign, but you're not getting an interview. Yes, you may hang out, and you can eat the hot dogs and eat the cookies and drink the Coke, but you're not getting an interview. So that's graciousness. I mean, there still has to be some firmness.
Right.
But that graciousness, I've always seen that be a part of Greg and the campaign at all times. So absolutely not. There was never a...
Okay.
The only thing I heard was they're not getting an interview.
Okay. Good enough. All right, I will conclude this at 20:32.